This is Roland Hesmondoff at WFIT. I'm here today with Professor Kenneth Hernandez, who specializes in spaceflight mechanics, and two senior students, Luis Fernando Leal and Tony Masterzo. The three of you have been working on establishing a program at Florida Tech that would allow students to contact the International Space Station directly. Professor Hernandez, before we get into the nitty-gritty and the technical aspects, let our listeners know what all this is about, since there's actually a history of using personal radios to contact the space station.
Okay, the history goes back to the Shuttle Amateur Radio Experiment, was known as SARex. It was a 1980s NASA program, and astronaut Owen Garriott brought specially modified ham radio equipment on board the space shuttle, and the Russians followed suit shortly afterwards, bringing amateur radio equipment on board their Mir space station, and scheduled schooled contacts began shortly thereafter.
Luis, the program itself is a NASA initiative. How did your involvement come about?
So AIRIS' idea is to provide an educational opportunity for students, teachers, and the general public to learn about space explorations in amateur radio as a preparation for the event we want to run here with Florida Tech.
How common is it for astronauts to talk to us mere mortals on Earth?
So maybe once in a month, it's a very rare opportunity for students to talk to the astronauts.
Tony, the technical aspects I'm going to throw your way. It's a little more complicated than just buying a radio off the shelf and pointing it at the sky. What's involved with making sure that we can communicate reliably with the space station?
Yeah, so I'll start with the two methods used to communicate with the ISS. We have telebridging method, which uses radio antennas around the world. It's easier. The ISS doesn't have to be passing directly over you. We're going to be taking the cooler and the harder method, direct contact. So we're going to be using our antenna, our radio equipment, something cool called an azimuth elevation rotator controller that keeps our antenna pointed at the ISS as it travels across the sky. We have about 10 minutes from horizon to horizon that the students and the public will be able to contact these astronauts and ask questions.
The program itself, it's not just Florida Tech. I mean, it's other schools in the area, K through 12, correct?
Yeah, so our idea is we're going out and we're actively seeking schools in the Brevard area in Florida that we can, you know, get as many students involved as possible. It's super cool to talk to an astronaut. It's a life-changing experience. We want to get as many people involved as possible. We do have an email contact if there's any teachers or parents listening. We're eager to partner with whoever's interested. Our email is aris.floridatech@gmail.com. That's aris.floridatech@gmail.com.
As far as the timeline, we're not quite there yet. We still have to go through some hurdles getting certification and all that fun stuff. What is it looking like for the actual finishing?
Okay, the team is assembling right now. We're preparing an educational plan. The actual proposal process begins in the beginning of February and goes through March, and we should hear shortly thereafter whether our educational plan has been accepted.
What can students expect with this program?
Well, we're following exactly what NASA's intent is for this, and that's to inspire students to pursue careers in science, technology, education, and mathematics. And so we're doing our part in the local area, and we're very hopeful that we might get some new student talent here at Florida Tech.
All right. So everything goes well. We have another generation of astronauts lined up?
That's our hope.
All right. And just one last time for everyone who's interested, the email address is?
aris.floridatech@gmail.com. That's aris.floridatech@gmail.com.
All right. Hopefully we'll have you guys back in a couple months with some good news. All right.
Thank you
all.
Thank you.